Okay, hi. First of all, thank you for the Open Research Tools and Technologies team. I'm honored to be part of this fantastic gang. My name is Antoine Fauché. I'm an all-new PhD student because I'm 36 and I'm from Montreal, but I'm French. You have already figured it with my beautiful accent. I'm going to talk about writing tools, publication tool chain, and freedom. My presentation is already available online, as you can see, and I'm using Revil.js, so you can watch my notes with the SK. So the plan. So you can understand the team's starting point. I have to explain at first the context. Then I will present the tools that are used by the majority in the scientific community, and I call them tools of pain. Not that I'm not going to say burn all the word processors, but a little bit. The third part is about what we need for doing our job as researchers, such as comfort. I like the new buzzword in the development community, DX, like UX, for developer experience. And finally, I will present about great, beautiful, but powerful and free tools. And of course, I'm going to introduce Stilo, a gorgeous user-friendly text editor for humanities scholars. Okay, so first context with academic publishing, humanities scholars, and digital world. Publishing ecosystem is not uniform, and academic publishing have specific requirements. First of all, it's all about semantic text with current footnotes, as you know, citation and bibliographic data. In the publishing ecosystem, we love PDF. But we need the web, it's a fact, even if sometimes you would like to see the frozen PDF format disappear. And it's all about XML. In academic publishing, XML is everywhere. It's the source of all joy and depression. Joy because we can do everything with XML. Depression because mostly we create a big, big technical debt. Never forget that DocX is actually XML. The context with humanities scholars, it's all about text. I'm aware that we all come from a wide variety of fields here. So I need to clarify specificities for the humanities. It's about text and sometimes data. If the text is the horizon of the research, we must handle it with care. The context with the digital world, saying as an evidence, our world is now a digital one, even if you don't want to be connected or don't have an academia profile, a Twitter dependency, or your own website. As researchers, we can't write a paper without metadata, structured content, bibliographic database, or collaborative tools. And in the future, as we know, we will have to transform our research into available data if we haven't already done so. Second part, the tool of paint with World LaTeX duality and Google Docs limitation. Microsoft Word, it's a realistic and depressing domination. It's a proprietary software, as you know, and the major issue with Word and with LibreOffice Writer is the confusion between content and form, or structure and graphing rendering. Most of the time, Microsoft Word users think that graphing rendering is the structure. But a word in bold is not obviously an emphasis, although an emphasis can be in bold. When a publisher requires a style sheet or gives some structure guidelines, it's not easy for the writer to understand and apply it. Those are the files that constitute a Word document when you typed hello and saved. It's quite tricky, just for one word. It's a picture from the Information Architect Agency. LaTeX is very powerful, but too complicated. Great online tools like Overleaf reduce the complexity of LaTeX, but it's still a very restrictive tool. We cannot ask the writer to not forget to close a bracket, for example, or to learn a new syntax. Google Docs is becoming very common with a lot of constraints. It's connection dependency, proprietary CLUD, so bad for your privacy, as we know, and semantically limited. It's the new Microsoft world. What we want now? semantic content, data, manifold artifacts, single source publishing, and easy interfaces. Semantic content, as researchers, we want to write text and to both inscribe and structure. We need tools that allow to do that both. It's not just about bold and italic. Manifold artifacts like PDF, XML, HTML, web, EPUB, and other formats like DocX, if you want. And single source publishing, researchers and editors can't work on the same version of a document. Manifold artifacts, one source, like Word version for an author, InDesign version, XML version, it's hard to maintain three files version of one document. What we want, usable and efficient interfaces, easy and powerful. Interfaces like Google Doc introduce an attempt of efficient interfaces. We need different levels of editing for the author, the editor, and data manager. Just a quick view of three tools that allow structuration, dynamic bibliographic data, and manifold artifacts with one and unique source, like Markdown, CSL, and Pandoc. Markdown is a great compromise between interoperability and simple markup. And Markdown is extensible with HTML classes. Here an example of the markup and the rendering. As you can see, it's very simple. CSL for structured citation and bibliographies with any bibliography styles. There is many, many bibliographic styles. And Pandoc for transform and convert from any source to a lot of formats, but you have to use a DAM terminal. It's hard for common user. Now, Stilo. It's time to show you a tool as an answer of what researchers and editors want in human sciences field. Stilo is a modular and WYSIWYM. What you see is what you mean, and not what you see is what you get. Text editor for scientific writing and publishing. First of all, Stilo is a modular solution for scientific writing. We bring Markdown, CSL, Pandoc, and the usable interface together. And we use Hypothesis for reviewing. The text editor with markup Markdown, bibliographic data in BibTeX or using the Zotero API, metadata management with YAML, and we have many other formats, and platform. The platform of Stilo is in MongoDB, GraphQL, and React.js. Here, as you can see, Stilo is composed of three areas. It's not very nice. In the center, you can see the content manager. It's just Markdown. On the left, you have the versioning, preview, export, bibliography, and information. And on the right, we have the metadata with three levels of management. Here's the version on your left. Table of contents, bibliography imported for BibTeX file or from a collection of a Zotero shared group. Editor mode for the metadata on the right, and another mode, the raw mode. You can add new fields as you want here. The preview is just an HTML export with a default style sheet. And the preview, it's possible to annotate the preview for reviewing a paper, for example. We use Hypothesis, a great web annotation service, and Hypothesis allow to use private group for private annotations. And it's possible to export in many formats. The file export use three sorts of documents. The Markdown, of course, BibTeX file for the bibliographic references, and YAML for the metadata. We can use XSLT style sheet for the XML based on the schema of the requester. Stilo changes the entire digital editorial chain of scholarly journal. And here, as you can see, an example for the Nouvelle Vue journal with the stylo, HTML, and PDF. For the end, Stylo lives in three acts: a proof of concept, a unique tool to help scientific publishing, and now a piece of other tools like Nacala or Isidore.science, two French projects. If you want some resources, you can find here. And of course, a team with Marcello, Arthur, Margot, me, and many people who work on Stylo. Thank you. Not now. It's an option. We don't like very much JATS, but we have to do that. Yeah.
Last question.
Just a short question. Does it support like real-time collaboration or
not yet? No. The question is real-time collaboration. Not now. It's asynchronous. Okay. Because it's very low tech. And we don't want to manage too much complexity. So it's for this year, I think. We have to...
For me, the real-time collaboration is one of the main reasons why I love to use Overview,
for example. For us, too. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You can publish it, you can.